Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I've been out of the dating game a while now, and it seems like so many things have changed. But there was this article I was reading that really caught my attention about asking people out in public. Like, if a stranger were to come up to you, pay you a compliment, say, hey, can I take you out sometime? Is that still acceptable, or is that just totally creepy now because people aren't doing it anymore?
Okay, Kelly, it's weird for you to even say that to me, because like you, I haven't dated really since like 2010, and I've never online dated. So that's all I've ever known. Like, that's how you got asked on a date. You met someone out somewhere, and they came up to you and struck up a conversation.
Well, and the article I was reading was saying, like, the art of asking somebody out is a lost art now, because you don't have that interaction with people because it's done over apps and things like that. Instead of that, going up at a bar and being like, hey, you know, can I buy you a drink? Start a conversation. Can I take you out sometime? They're saying that's not going to happen. And a lot of the guys in the survey were saying they don't do it because they don't want to come off as creepy.
And they probably don't know how to do it. That's all we ever knew. And you're right. I've never thought of it like that. It is now the age where everything is done online. I still remember, didn't seem like that long ago, where online dating was considered a little creepy, you know? Mm-hmm. And now it's the opposite.
How would you, I mean, hypothetically, because you aren't in a relationship, but if you weren't in a relationship, a woman walks up to you and she goes, hey, you know, strikes up a conversation, can I take you out? What would your reaction be?
Was she good looking?
For you to say cartwheels, but...
Well, yeah, back in the day, I miss those days where a girl would just be looking at me. I could tell she was looking at me. She'd make her way over, and then turn to my best friend and ask him out.
Okay, how do you respond? If you have a stranger that comes up to you and asks you out, what is your reaction? And let's just assume that they're good looking.
Okay, I will answer that sensibly. If I was single and they were good looking, they came up to me, I'd absolutely strike up a conversation and say yes, and I'd have absolutely no problem with it at all.
All right, what would you do in this situation? Would you be creeped out? Is it really just a creepy situation now? Or do you take a chance and go on a date?
Let us know. 888-431-3764. Give us a call or send us a text message. I can't believe we've actually got to this stage where we're actually discussing, is it creepy if someone comes up and asks you out in person? Well, that's still all I ever knew. But I was actually thinking about this, Kelly. A couple of weeks ago, I was with my girlfriend. We were out. We were with one of her friends. And we're out at a bar. It was late at night. And a guy came up to us, stopped us in a conversation and politely asked my girlfriend's friend if she was single. And he was very, very polite about it. And she said, no, sorry, I'm taken. And he walked off. And I remember looking at my girlfriend and her and going, I've got a lot of respect for that guy. That takes a lot of guts. He was polite. And not many dudes or women do that anymore these days.
Well, and I wonder if that's why it's becoming such a lost art. Because, one, the creepy factor. That's what the guys are saying. They don't want to come off as creepy. And, two, the rejection factor. Online, if you're swiping, you don't really have that face-to-face, rejection.
And getting rejection can ruin your night. It is a huge ego punch immediately.
Glow and Marietta, what do you think about a stranger coming up to ask you out on a date?
It would depend on the vibe. If the vibe was good and he was good-looking, I would go for it.
You wouldn't find it creepy at all?
If the vibe was creepy, I mean, you can usually tell when somebody's creepy.
That's true.
And
that's
I would definitely do my research. I wouldn't take them to my house.
Yeah, totally agree. You still got to keep your walls up. But there's something flattering about somebody asking you out in person, I think. Morgan and Idlewild, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely great. I actually, about 2 years ago, met someone at the gas station. We were waiting because the door was locked. Someone was doing the propane. And anyhow, we hit it off talking, and we ended up exchanging numbers and went on this fabulous date. And then it ended up being kind of far off, far distance driving-wise, so we stopped seeing each other. But it was absolutely great. And the guy I'm currently dating, he also came up to me in a bar. So it still happens. It's not completely non-existent. But, yeah, it's absolutely great in my opinion.
Yeah, I give you bonus points. Guys do have a hard job of going up and maybe breaking the ice. And sometimes it is the woman that'll go do it as well.
It's extremely, extremely tough because it can ruin your day. The 760 here says this is what's wrong with most people these days. Most of these guys don't even look away from their phone enough these days to even notice the girl in front of them.
So true. And they're probably on the dating app looking, going, hey, can I get a date so I'm not here at the bar by myself? What do you think about this? How would you react if a stranger came up and asked you out on a date? You could call or text us at 888-431-3764. I can tell. Morgan Wallen on K-Frog, the road to Stagecoach, coming up in 2 minutes. But right now we're talking about a stranger asking you out. Is this a lost art thanks to all the online dating? How would you feel if a stranger came up to you and just asked you out on a date?
If I was single, I'd completely love it. And the 518 agrees with me. I think it's really nice for a guy to come up to you and ask you out. And if that does happen and I'm not interested, I usually say I'm very flattered, but I'm in a relationship, but I make sure to tell them I'm flattered so they won't feel bad. That's exactly what all women should do. If they're not interested, say you're in a relationship and lie so the guy feels okay.
Well, don't lie. Just don't crush their dreams.
Well, it's a white lie.
Sean and Hemet, what about you? How do you feel like about a stranger asking you out?
I'm married, but I feel like men still need to ask women out because it's old-fashioned. I think it's good.
It's crazy to think of it that way. Asking somebody out in person is old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's making me feel really, really old right now. It's all I've ever known.
Angela and Hemet, what would you do if a stranger came up and asked you out in person?
It all depends on the vibe. So if they come up, you know, all confident and nice, and it sounds like that they're actually true, then yeah, sure, why not? But if, you know, they come up all cocky and approaching you like, you know, I think you're hot and want to go out, it's like, yeah, no, because it's all about first impressions. And if they're going to be all cocky on first impression, then more than likely they're going to be on cocky on the date.
And I think that's the difference between asking somebody out in person versus social media, because we have a ton of text messages that go, that would be a breath of fresh air, because then you don't have to worry about, is this person actually going to be what they say they're going to be when they show up for the date?
Exactly. And if you're a guy and you're nervous about asking someone out in person, I have this saying I'm tattooed on me. It's, you can live with hurt, but you can't live with regret. If you go up and try, you get rejected, it hurts for a second, but you get over it. If you then find out they wanted you and you never asked, that's regret. That hurts more.
Philosophy from Guy.
Look at that!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.